Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fresh off of a thriller against the Brewers, 1-0, Pirates winning that series behind 7 no-hit innings of 11 strikeout ball from Paul Skenes. Bucks will get a appreciably different test on the south side of Chicago against the White Sox. Chicago, one of the worst teams in baseball this season, 27-68. However, they are sending their best pitcher to the mound in this game. Is it Garrett? It's got to be Garrett Crochet, right? I have not watched Chicago. I can't say Crotchet, right? It's got to be Crochet. Without even looking, it's got to be Garrett Crochet. There's no way it's Garrett Crotchet. That would be extremely funny. He's going for the White Sox, though. He is their best pitcher, an ERA.
It is Crochet.
Of just over 3 and a whip of under 1. So the Pirates, despite playing a very bad baseball team, will have their work cut out for them. North Shore Tavern leadoff show is at 7 o'clock right here on 93.7 The Fan. First pitch at 8:10. More fan headlines powered by Bowser and Genesis of Monroeville, now open at 93.7thefan.com.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out. He threw him a changeup in the zone. And Terang strikes out. That's daring. 2-2. Monasterio strikes out swinging on that down and in splinker. 4 strikeouts for Skenes. Here's a 1-0 to Freelick. Swinging a bouncer on to third. Hayes gloves. Throw to first. Got him. 7 no-hit innings for Paul Skenes in Milwaukee. On this Thursday afternoon, the all-star rookie of the Pirates getting applause from the Brewers fans. That's how well he has pitched today.
Paul, first of all, how are you doing? I just wanted to congratulate you. I've chosen you to be the starter for the National League in the 2024 All-Star Game. I'm really, really excited for you. It's an unbelievable honor. And one that's so well deserved.
How about a round of applause?
Let's go.
Thank you, sir. That's unbelievable. That's awesome.
All right, we begin on a big summer Friday before the All-Star Game, the Midsummer Classic, and it's going to be helmed and started by Mr. Paul Skenes. Let's go! Woo! Give me a woo, Donnie! Give me a ho!
Ho!
Justice is served. Dan Patrick's show, credit to them. I believe on the, it's like the NBC Sports family of everything. So credit to the Dan Patrick show for that last one. You heard the rest right here. Actually, you heard it. You know what? You heard the rest on News Radio 1020 and 100.1 FM. KDK, you know why? Because it's a rule of thumb that when Paul Skenes is pitching against me and I'm on the fan and it's an afternoon game, he's not going to give up a hit. It's happened twice this year. His stat line in those situations, 13 innings, 0 hits, 0 runs, 2 walks, 1 hit batter, 22 strikeouts. You can thank me later, folks. Schedule every one of his starts to be 2 o'clock in the afternoon against a solo Chris Mueller on location show. We've got a Cy Young shoe in here. But baseball did it right. Torey Lovello did it right. I have no idea if Rob Manfred had, like, you know, took his family hostage to make sure that he did this, but the NL and Major League Baseball got it right. For my money, for the last 2 months since he came up on May 11th, the best pitcher in baseball is going to get to flash his stuff in the first inning against the best the AL has to offer in Arlington. Paul Skeens, the all-star game starter. Unbelievable stuff, and yet, it's very real. I am in a very good mood on Friday. I have put the, should they have let him go for the no-hitter behind me. That's water under the bridge. This dude is the man. How many times, realistically, in life, does something actually live up to expectations? You picture what it would be like in your mind, and then it meets or exceeds those. Your first time, giggity-giggity? Probably not. Right off the bat, Donnie, we're going in on a Friday. You know Pony would say something like that. You know he would.
You have had a very Pony-esque start.
Because I'm in a good mood.
Yeah, I don't think that the first time of that lives up to the hype the way you're hoping it will.
What do we got in there? Did I knock something loose here? Well, now I have I've managed to knock something loose in here, and I got hissing in my headset. Oh, I might have already started this Friday on a bad note here, banging the table. Now I'm going to try to hit and kick everything in here to try to fix this. Anyway, unless you're Johnny Sins, maybe, and then it was probably different. But no, what really lives up to the advanced billing and the hype? Very few things in life. That's kind of why hype gets the reputation that it does. Usually it's tough for something to actually, whatever you conceptualize it to be in your mind, to actually reach that level. Paul Skeens, as a Pirate, 11 starts into his career, has not just reached, I think, people's expectations, including the team's, he has dramatically exceeded them. I hope people are cognizant of the fact that we are witnessing historic stuff from this guy. You know, you do not have to venture far on Twitter to find people channeling the usual refrains, he'll be gone in this many years, or this, I'm already thinking about when he's wearing another team. No, stop. I'm begging you. For one day, stop. You do have to sit and appreciate right this second, I think, what you are watching. This isn't normal. It's one thing to be really good as a rookie when you have a ton of hype coming in. There are players I could name in this very town who came in as rookies and did very, very, very cool stuff. First shot, first shift, first goal. Mario Lemieux. Sidney Crosby, 102 points as a rookie. I could go on and on. It is something else altogether, in my opinion, to be literally in the conversation for best in your sport right off the jump. That is what Paul Skeens is right now. He's in the conversation as the best pitcher in Major League Baseball, and I think he is the best pitcher in Major League Baseball. And it is very hard to fashion a realistic argument as to why he isn't the best. Can you imagine how, like, now that it's actually happened, can you imagine how absurd it would have been had Torey Lovello named Ronaldo Lopez or Ranger Suarez the All-Star Game starter? Neither one of them throws 100-mile-an-hour gas. I think two different sliders, a curveball, a changeup, a splinker, a split-finger sinker mix that basically no one can touch, as well as one of the better four-seamers, period, in the game. The guy has 6 or 7 pitches, toys with major league hitters, and already has like the Greg Maddux-level cerebral approach. Oh, and by the way, is like the one person who seems least impressed by his own successes. What he said, did you hear what he said after the game yesterday, Donnie? Skeens, he was basically saying execution is the only reason. Like, people were asking him about like how cool it would be to start the All-Star game, and he goes, yeah, it'd be cool, but I really just think about execution because all of this stuff only comes about if I'm executing my pitches. That's what I want, baby! That's a Terminator's mindset. It's Crosby-esque the way he approaches the mental stuff.
Yeah, he has like an unrattling nature about him. I texted my dad earlier to let him know that Skeens was going to start the All-Star game Tuesday and maybe he'd be inclined to tune in. And his response was just, I hope he doesn't get rattled. And I said, I don't think it's possible because I don't. He is a rare athlete. Right. I mean, like you mentioned Sidney Crosby, like he's in that conversation. Like he doesn't have the ability to be rattled. We haven't seen it yet.
He's got Crosby's unflappability so far from what I've seen. Although Crosby would mouth off during his rookie season, but that's like sort of part and parcel with hockey because unlike baseball, it's legal and encouraged when you have a superstar teenager to try to knock his teeth out with the butt of your stick, which people did, Darian Hatcher, looking at you right now. He's Crosby mentally and Lemieux physically. That's what the guy is. If you were creating a pitcher in a lab physically, I think you'd probably go with 6'6", 240. Just throws absolute gas. And yet you add on to that the fact that he is clearly setting guys up and is extremely advanced in terms of his approach, and you've got something special. I'm just wondering, I'll throw it wide open. It's a Friday. It's a feel-good Friday, too. We're having fun today. It's going to be, we got Sonny Gray in here. He's already sweating because we've given him an assignment that I think has made him a little bit uneasy. 412-928-9370. I'm curious, just the first thing that went through your mind when you heard that Paul Skeens was going to start the All-Star game for the National League. 412-928-9370. That's the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. A personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I did, Donnie, do something here to fix the buzzing in my ear, but I am absolutely the cause of the buzzing, too. So this will be it.
Did you just do the old unplug, plug back in?
I did. I'm fiddling with one of the wires right now under the table, and there's going to have to be a full unplug, but it was definitely me slamming my hand down on the table that did it. So I've already started to break stuff. I had to go on DC radio this morning. I was on a station in Washington, D.C. Now think about this. The Nationals are like on the ultimate fringes of the playoff picture right now. Like they're about a 3-game losing streak from being knocked off that list. I went on DC radio this morning. Now, normally you'd think, why would you be on there in the middle of the summer? It wasn't to talk Steelers. They threw like 2 Russell Wilson and Steelers questions in at the end. It was to literally talk about, did Derek Shelton make the right move taking Paul Skeens out after 7 innings? It was literally a conversation just about how good is this guy. I don't know if people here realize, because sometimes like we talk about Sidney Crosby, oh, he's at the center of the hockey world and everything like that. And then you wonder how much resonance that has outside of this city. Paul Skeens is the biggest story in sports right now. The biggest. Like, he's taking over ESPN, which means he's stealing headlines and managing to do that from Bronny James. Very impressive stuff. He is the biggest story going in professional sports right now. He's easily the biggest story in baseball. And to paraphrase Joe Block, he's yours, Pittsburgh. What a man.
I have to look for it.
No, I won't I'll make get you. It. No, I'm sure we can find it. But like, we kind of chuckle at stuff like that because it is, I mean, it's a hometown announcer being extremely pumped up about something. Paul Skeens is actually the rare athlete for whom I think the world was expected, and so far he's delivered it and then some. 6-0, 190 ERA. It is very rare to watch him pitch and think anything other than this guy is in total control. If you were going to nitpick him, you'd say what? He's given up 7 home runs. He hasn't gone 8 innings in a ball game because the pitch count ends up around 100 after 6 or 7 innings. Okay. For those 6 or 7 innings, he's usually untouchable. Shouldn't escape anyone's minds. Like, forget about Paul Skeens, the individual, and all the individual accolades for 1 second. Think about the house of horrors that Miller Park is most years for the Pirates. Think about the baggage that they drag in there every single time they play. This team used to big brother us. Prince Fielder used to do the bowling pin celebration. Ryan Braun would hit home runs. Anything that could go wrong would go wrong. You beat them by 10 runs to start the series. You have a feel-good game with Quinn Priester. You get an absolute mud hole stomped in you in the second game, wiping out all the goodwill. And you need this third game of the series yesterday to get a series win and feel good heading into this White Sox series. You give the guy 1 run of support. 1. And in the 7th inning, no less. And he makes it stand up against the best team in the division, one of the 5 or 6 best teams in all of baseball, and does so by retiring the last 16 batters in order. And like, his manager saying he's tiring, they're swinging at pitches that they think are hittable and they can't do anything with them. The last pitch of that game for him came off the bat, at like, what, 35 miles an hour? They're hitting stuff that little leaguers could go out there and field. Yes, Donnie?
What a man!
Wow.
Paul Skeens! You gotta love it, Pittsburgh! He's yours! He's yours! And the Bucks are up 8-0, seventh coming up.
How can you argue with it? Paul Skeens making history. He is starting the All-Star game as a rookie pitcher. There are very few guys to have held that distinction. Here's how rare it is. It hasn't happened in 29 years. I will tell you, coming up next, who Paul Skeens is supplanting as the most recent rookie starting pitcher in an All-Star game. But this one's a broad-based thought. Pirates get the White Sox 3 games before the All-Star break. And then their guy, who barely a year ago, I think 367 days ago or something like that, was the number one overall pick in the Major League Baseball Rule 4 draft. Their guy is starting the All-Star game because he's probably the best pitcher in the entire sport. What do you make of it? Just what's going through your mind as a Pirates fan who has probably been disappointed many times by big high draft picks to see somebody deliver the goods and then some? 412-928-9370. A celebration of all things Paul Skeens today. He's starting the All-Star game. Justice done by baseball. What do you make of all this? Are you pinching yourself, Pittsburgh, that you have this guy for the next several years?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's Skeens got here? Here's a 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Inside fastball. 10 strikeouts for Paul Skeens.
He was unbelievable yesterday, was Paul Skeens. And maybe that was the only extra nudge Torey Lovello needed, the NL manager, Diamondbacks manager, of course, to make him the All-Star game starter. That's what he'll do Tuesday in Arlington. Paul Skeens will go out there for the bottom of the first inning. I don't know, probably face what, Gunnar Henderson, Juan Soto, Aaron Judge. Judge is having an historic offensive season. The other two are two of the best young players in baseball. I don't like their chances. I don't. This guy makes hitters look very, very bad. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan. That's brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. Donnie, it's going to be a rolling Skeens-related trivia day for you. I told you to try to stay as dumb and in the dark as possible and not look around on Twitter for things. No rookie has started the All-Star game as a pitcher since 1995. Skeens will be the first guy since who to do that?
So I do know this one. It's Hideo Nomo, correct?
It is Hideo Nomo.
Almost 30 years old when he did so.
He was 27. He was about to be 27 when it happened. So
because he played, what, 5 years, I think, in Japan?
Yeah, he was a rookie in major league terms. Like, I'm not going to take that away from him. It's a higher level of baseball. But he had been, it would be like he had been playing, what, double A, maybe quasi triple A level ball for a while. Ichiro won Rookie of the Year and MVP. Ichiro wasn't a guy being exposed to professional baseball for the first time when all that happened. So Skeens is a true young rookie, and he is going to start the All-Star game after 11 starts. And honestly, I know that there were people who said, ah, he shouldn't. Come on, it should be reserved for a guy who has done more in the game. I'm not hearing a ton of people bellyaching about it right now, though. Because the All-Star Game is supposed to be an exhibition that puts baseball's best on display. If somebody's tuning in as a curiosity to watch it, they're going to like watching the guy throwing gas and then trying to wipe people out with breaking stuff more than, in respect to these guys, they've had great seasons so far, Suarez or Lopez or anybody else that could have pitched. And I know Wheeler and Sale were both basically wiped out by their pitching schedules for this honor.
Yeah, I mean, if it would have been Suarez, I mean, again, like you said it, he's having a great year, respect to him. That would have been like if Martin Perez was having a great year and he was bound to start the All-Star game. Who the hell wants to watch a crafty left-handed pitcher in the All-Star game? I want to see a guy that can throw absolute gas and is basically the Ivan Drago of Major League Baseball.
Very funny that you use that analogy before we head to the phones on this one. I was trying to think, what rookie does he remind me of? Fake John and Robinson texted me and said, is it the most impressive rookie start since LeBron? Because remember, LeBron came in and looked the part immediately in the NBA, like almost more than Sid did even. You know what I thought of, though? I was trying to think of an apt comparison of a guy this young to his and this new to his sport being this good. Tyson. 80s Tyson. Here's a 18, 19-year-old kid who's like 5'11 in the heavyweight, where you're supposed to be 6'3, 6'4, 6'5, just coming in and wrecking everything he sees. Just knocking the snot out of everybody, usually in the first round. Basically making grown men cower in fear. I think one or two dudes made it even 10 or 12 rounds with him in the early portion of his career. Baseball is not, in that sense, a contact sport, but that's what Skeens reminds me of right now. A guy just completely dominating everybody put in front of him. It's not supposed to be this way. And frankly, for the Pirates, it usually isn't. And that's what I'm basking in more than anything right now. I went on a Washington radio station today in D.C., and all I could think of was what Strasburg did to the Pirates on Strasmas that year. Delwin Young getting basically the only hit of consequence off him. He struck out 14. It's nice to be on the other end of it for once. And to really a historic degree, that's how good Skeens has been. 412-928-9370. Paul Skeens starting the All-Star game for the NL. First rookie to do so since Hideo Nomo 29 years ago. Your reaction to this one right now. Tom starts us off. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Hey, I met you a few years ago. I think in 2015, you and Joe Starkey were sitting in front of the park doing a radio broadcast. I enjoy you very much.
Well, thank you.
Hey, but I'm going to say something. First of all, I'm a diehard baseball fan. I'm 77 years old. I remember the Harvey Haddix's perfect game. And this game with Paul Skeens was as exciting in different ways than that Harvey Haddix's game. I've supported the Pirates for a number of years. And I'm excited that Paul Skeens is going to start the All-Star game. The only water I'm going to throw on this fire is that there's a little bit of sleight of hand here, because nobody's talking about the fact that Pirates scored one run in 18 innings. Nobody's talking about the fact that their payroll is still the second lowest in Major League Baseball. I think we need to mount some pressure for the owner to build a support team around Paul Skeens. I am very excited about him. He made a believer of me.
I mean, I will disagree in this sense. I do think people are talking about that. We have complained about how bad their offense has been all year. And I think everybody has said on this station at one time or another, they can and should spend more money on the major league payroll. Like, I have always said my sweet spot for them most years should be in the 115 to, like, 130 range. And if you need to go to 140, 145 because you think you really got a team, you should be able to do that, because I think you can do that. I don't feel the need to back off that statement or sugarcoat it. I think they can and should spend more. I do. I also think Ben Cherington has mostly done a bad job with the money he was allocated this year. The late resurgence of Rowdy Tellez being the only thing saving him from having this be a total bust of an offseason. But I don't think Paul Skeens is masking any of those things. That's where I disagree. I think people are very aware of it. I don't really take issue with the rest of the call, though. I mean, I think he's echoing and saying points that most of us agree with. Scott is on 93.7 The Fan in Harrisburg. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
You're asking how I feel about it.
Yeah, first thought
I'm excited. Yeah, I'm happy for him. I'm excited for him. He seems like an actual normal person, which is kind of crazy in this day and age with sports. But the other part of it was yesterday during your broadcast, you know, you were kind of going along as the game was going. It's the most excited I've ever heard you on the radio.
I was going to say, you should have. You must not have heard me during the hot dog eating contest. I was foaming at the mouth while I watched T-Bird.
No, I was on vacation that day. I didn't get a chance to hear it. So,
he's that kind of guy, though. He has that kind of effect, man.
But seriously, put aside all the other stuff. The fact of the matter was, he had a chance to throw a no-hitter against the leading team in our division yesterday, and he didn't get a chance to do it.
I still wish he would have been sent out for the eighth inning. I mean, I'll relitigate this if anyone didn't hear me talking about it previously. I think he should have been sent out there. You have Holderman up and ready, and you basically tell Skeens before the eighth. I mean, not that you need to tell him much because it's a no-hitter going. I think he kind of knows it's a close game. You just have him on a one-batter leash. If anybody gets on for any reason, even if he walks a guy on like six pitches, he's done. Because then he at least got to go out there and keep throwing. But you put a man on base, you take him out. I know Holderman and guys like that don't like coming in those situations, but I would have done that. The test is, Donnie, what do you think they would have done? I put this out there, and I think it would have been handled differently. There have been something like 300-plus no-hitters thrown in baseball. It's uncommon, but it's not that uncommon. A no-hitter and the cycle are like semi-comparable for how regular they are or rare they are. If it's a perfect game where I don't even think there definitely haven't been 30. I want to say maybe high 20s right now. It's either like 23 or 27 is the number floating through my head. If it's something that hasn't happened very often, 27 up, 27 down, I think he is allowed to go out there and keep pitching. His pitch count would have been at like probably more like 92 to 95, you have to figure. I think they would have let him go out there and try to finish a perfecto.
Yeah, so 24 perfect games in MLB history.
They would have. I think Derek Shelton would have sent him back out.
Yeah, like I don't think you have a choice. And
it's a very different level of history.
Yeah, it was already tough to justify given what they did. They're lucky it worked out in their favor because, of course, Holderman came in immediately, gave up two hits, and I think every single Pirates fan out there said they're going to blow this freaking game for this guy.
Yeah, I said, who could have predicted this except for everyone? And then Holderman, thank God he got his act together
And Chapman actually had a clean ninth inning, which was nice. If it's a perfect game, though, it's a guy making his 11th start in Major League Baseball. He's going for a perfect game against one of the better teams in the National League, a division leader. That is way more rarefied air.
Yeah, I think they would have sent him back out there. He would have had a few less pitches on the docket, but I think he would have gotten sent out there.
I think also you have to take into account, okay, the pitch count for this game will be much higher than what he's normally going to do. He's basically getting a start off. Okay, he's going to start the All-Star game. He's going to pitch one inning.
It's going to be a high-intensity bullpen session, probably.
So he's getting some time here in between starts.
I want him to do something very funny in the All-Star game, like first pitch throw an Ephus. I just want him to completely, like, if it's Gunnar Henderson up there, he just winds up, and then that ball comes out at 51 miles an hour like he's Zach Greinke. Chandler is on the fan. Or nope, sorry, hold on. Chandler, hit the wrong button. Very excited here. Chandler, what's up, man?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Hey, just responding to your original question, thoughts on Paul Skeens being named the starter. I think it's a no-brainer. Obviously, the All-Star game is a popularity contest, and he is the most popular pitcher right now in baseball. He's going to attract a ton of eyeballs. But not only is he the most popular, he is the best pitcher, period, in baseball. And so, I mean, if we all know the All-Star game is a popularity contest. Otherwise, Brian Reynolds would have finished higher than top 20 in fan vote anyway. But I also wanted to respond to the first gentleman there who talked about, you know, we talked about Pirate spending. I really hope that Ben Cherington has learned this season that we have so much young pitching that we can bring up that this next free agency period next year, you got to spend money on hitting and position players because we have all these young pitching talents. So that's just my two cents.
Chandler, thanks. This is the time for them to, I think, if I said what I thought the payroll should be most years, this would be the time. Add two or three hitters. Assuming Jones isn't a long-term injury concern and he's back normal next year and Skeens makes it through unscathed, everything's hunky-dory, you have a chance to build something very difficult to beat if you add a couple of pieces in the right spots. 412-928-9370. It's a Paul Skeens Celebration Friday. Named the NL All-Star Game starter, first rookie pitcher to start the All-Star Game since Hideo Nomo. I will be giving Donnie random Paul Skeens-related trivia questions throughout the show. I have told him to remain as ignorant as possible to everything he sees. We got a lot of good stuff planned for you. I want to continue to hear from you guys next, though. 412-928-9370. Your initial reaction to Paul Skeens, NL All-Star Game starter. And we got a lot more to get to after that, too. In about 15 minutes, I'm going to tell you, in my opinion, the single most impressive thing that Paul Skeens has done so far, 11 starts in, to his pro career, or his major league career. Here's a hint. It's not be named starter for the NL in the All-Star game. So you know this has to be something pretty big if I think it supersedes that. Meantime, hear from you guys, 412-928-9370. Your first thought on Paul Skeens being named the NL's All-Star Game starter. And really, just for Pirates fans out there, just what's going through your mind actually watching somebody that this team has drafted, the same franchise that has drafted Brian Bullington and told you straight away years ago that he was a third starter in their minds, draft a dude, and then just have that dude turn into an absolute monster from moment one. It's a good feeling, speaking only for myself. Donnie, another trivia question. Now, Paul Skeens will be 22 years, 48 days old when he starts on Tuesday, okay? There are five pitchers in baseball history who have started an All-Star game at a younger age than 22 years, 48 days. I want you to try to name one of them right now. And if you get one, I'll keep crossing one off the list.
Under than 22 years, how many days?
48.
48, yeah, because it was just...
Two guys have started the All-Star game before they were legally allowed to have a drink in this country, so under 21.
You're saying pitchers specifically?
Yeah, specifically okay. Starting pitchers in the All-Star game. Just try to give me one of them.
Oh, jeez.
Two in the 1970s, one in the 50s, and two in the 80s. I only think maybe one of these could be, I want to say obvious, but is a name that's a big enough name that everyone knew was good at a young age.
My first thought when you said the 80s was Fernando Mania.
You got one. Okay, you're one for one.
Valenzuela.
Fernando Valenzuela, 20 years old, 281 days, Fernando Mania. The chubby guy with the goofy windup. You are one for one, Donnie. I'm keeping track in here.
That might be it.
You're one for one. No. I'm going to let you continue to think about it and percolate through the show. You don't have to do it all at once. This is like a stretched out trivia for you. You're gonna have a chance, and I don't want anybody. I'm going to send this out there to Fake John and Robinson and the Twitter folks right now. Do not tweet this man the answers. Don't send him the answers. I've told him to remain as ignorant as possible. I don't want any help for Donnie from the peanut gallery here. You think Alex Trebek, the late Alex Trebek, wanted Jeopardy to be screwed up that way? No. Make Donnie answer on his own. I want to hear from more of you guys, though, because this is a fun day. The Pirates are the center of the baseball universe right now. They are still a couple games out of a wild card spot. But make no mistake, Pittsburgh is the center of the baseball universe for the next 72 hours before the scene fully shifts to Arlington, where a Pittsburgh Pirate will be the most ballyhooed player. How do you feel about all that? 412-928-9370. Sean is in New Jersey. Hey, Sean.
Hi, it's Scott.
Sorry.
That's all right. No big deal. Look, I have to explain to you something. I live near Philadelphia, and as a Pirate fan, I'm 48 years old. We're relevant again. This is what it means to me. It was great when we had the mid-2000s and the playoffs, but we didn't do anything. But now, it feels to me as a Pirate fan that is a change now. Now, this is the beginning of something. And it means just to have a guy like Skeens. We have one of the best players in baseball on our team now.
I think you have the best. I think he's the best pitcher in the sport, 11 starts in. I just do.
I agree with that. That's a fair statement.
There's nothing fluky about what he does. He's not really pitching to contact. He's wiping people out more or less every single time out. And it's very It's an unusual posture for me, a lifelong Pirates fan, to be watching something and under and being willing to admit, like, it's like, let yourself have something nice for once as a fan. It's fun to watch him and just go, yeah, that guy is better than everybody he goes against, and it's pretty much going to be true no matter who he goes against.
And you watch the game when he pitches, and you're like, it's almost like, I know what I watch it now. I'm watching, I'm like, we got a shot. I don't even feel like we got a shot. I'm like, we're going to win this game.
Well, yeah,
and
that's...
when we lose, it's a big disappointment.
Yeah, that's
because it's not his fault.
What having an ace is all about. If they had lost that game yesterday 2-1 because Holderman blows it, Scott, thank you for the call, we would have been... I would be foaming at the mouth right now. You know, I'll have to do... I did this yesterday. I'll do it again. I was one of the people saying, take Dylan Cruz. Take the guy who can affect the lineup 6 out of every 7 days or whatever, who's going to play 150 games a year. I admitted that on DC Radio this morning, Donnie. And they said, well, he's already in AAA. His OPS is like in the upper 700s. I'm sure he's going to be a good player. He'll probably be in the bigs sooner rather than later. In fact, I would bet you that Washington's starting center fielder next year is Dylan Cruz. And they have that other dude. Did you see the other guy they just called up, Washington? Like the 6'7 guy I was telling
James
you?
James Wood.
Oh, my God. He's like the...
I always kind of chuckle.
He's like the... He's built like Mr. Woods. Larson, basically. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's a unit.
Dude, and he's already bashing the ball. You want to talk about what he would be like? It'd be like if Neil Walker was like a 6'8" power hitter from Pine Ridge, because that guy's from Rockville, Maryland, originally. So that's like a suburb of D.C. He lives literally, or he grew up, I think, like 15 minutes from the ballpark. But I was one of the people that said draft Dylan Cruz, partly because the Pirates have had a pretty tortured history with their pitchers, but the bottom line is, this guy has been so good, I have to go back on that and say I was wrong to suggest that they should do that. PM Team number 2 fan Jeff in South Park checking in on a very fun summer Friday. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Malzy. Donnie, love the show. Now, I don't want to bring it down too much, but if I could get serious for a moment. I'm trying my best to just enjoy it in the moment as it's happening, and for the most part, I'm doing that. But can't help but think about what your good friend Sean Gentile says all the time about the Penguins in the Sidney Crosby era, and he says they didn't squander the gift. He's right, and I think back to like when Ray Shiro was the GM, and he used to say in year-end interviews he would give credit to ownership that they would allow him to spend to the cap. I mean, I know the economics of the sport are different, but I mean, it was a valid point for Shiro to bring up. And, you know, you go all over Twitter and you have those awful Yankees fans saying that he'll be one of ours in like 4 years. By the way, Yankees fans, trash, and I hate you. Anyways, we all are in agreement that at least part of not squandering the gift is you have to surround him with talent now. Nobody's in disagreement over that. But I want to know from you, your opinion. You're a smarter man than me, and you're also a lot, I guess I would say, but you're a lot more bloodless than I am, too, because of your profession. I want to know at what point, besides surrounding Paul Skeens with the talent he needs to succeed and for us to go on runs while we have him, what point does it get to where we just don't, you know, lie back and take it from ownership that they're not even going to try to sign this guy long term? I know the economics of the sport make it difficult, but part of not squandering
they should be
the
talking
gift,
to him right now. I'll make it very
absolutely
simple. They should be talking to him right now, and they should be... I have this plan for later in the show, Jeff. Thanks. They should be talking numbers on their end, the Pirates' end, term and numbers that they have never even sniffed before with a single player. So I'll hint at that.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. baseball your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.